is building a million-dollar cleaning company with zero cleaning experience. Lesson number three, this one is all about sales. So hopefully you guys are excited about this one. This one is a good one. So who's this for? Well, this is really for two types of cleaning business owners who want to build a million-dollar cleaning business. Number one, if you have never had any sales experience or training before, well, today is your lucky day because you're about to get a crash course in sales. Or number two, if you're an experienced owner, well, you're going to learn how to scale your sales team so you can acquire new clients without your involvement. And so my goal is to show you how to model my sales system that in the past 11 months, we've acquired 365 new clients. That is over a client every single day. And so the reason why I'm excited to share with you tonight is because I really sucked at sales for a very long time. I struggled. My first 2 years in business, I didn't even know that sales existed. If you guys ever seen that movie, Field of Dreams? And one of the most famous lines in there is like, if you build it, they will come. Well, I thought if I just started my business that all the people, they would just come flocking into my doors. And the reality was, that was not the case. And so I got the lesson very, very early in my business career. And so it wasn't until I was introduced to Sarah that my life completely changed. And so Sarah, she was a struggling small business owner. And she started her business because everyone told her to start a business after tasting her pies. But after a couple years of entrepreneurship, Sarah, her dreams, her hopes, her aspirations of being this mega entrepreneur, they were diminishing, and they were diminishing really, really fast. The joy of baking pies, it was gone. And it was replaced with the amount of work that needed her attention. It was very, very overwhelming. And she had the worst boss on the planet. Her boss would not give her a day off. But it was at her lowest when she found Michael. Michael had 20 years of experience running small businesses. And he helped Sarah see her biggest blind spot. Sarah was so freaking busy working in her business that it was impossible for her to have the time nor the attention to work on her business. And so when Michael sat Sarah down, the first thing he did was he gave her permission to dream and dream big again. And he asked her a really simple question. What would your perfect business look like, Sarah? And then he asked her some follow-up questions like, how much revenue does this business need to make? How much profit? How many employees does your perfect business have? And most importantly, like, what kind of impact do you want to leave behind by having this successful business? And so once Sarah was able to look and get inspired again at her goals and her future and the reason why she got into business to begin with, the hope started to come back. Once hope came back, then Michael was able to actually start teaching her about building business systems. Because right now, the system was Sarah. But the reality was that there was a system for everything that she did and that she was doing in her business. And so when Sarah started to realize that she could take everything that she had in her dome, in her brain, and she could put it into a procedure, she put it into a manual, the hope came back. And for the very first time, she could finally see how her business, how it could actually run without her. And when I heard Sarah's story, I was like, that is me all day long. like I said earlier, like 2 years earlier, I just started my own gym and I had dreams of becoming a wildly successful business person. And I'll tell you what, they were quickly vanishing. It's funny because I remember leaving the big box gym that I worked at the very last day as I'm getting ready to start my entrepreneurial journey. This was 2013. I remember walking out the door and I remember like looking over my shoulders, like, I can't believe nobody's stopping me. Like, do they know what I'm about to do? Do they realize how successful I'm about to be? And I remember that, those thoughts going through my head, and fast forwarding 2 years into my entrepreneurial journey, like, dang, I did not know what I did not know. And I got beat up hard for those first 2 years. And again, that confidence, that naiveness, it was gone at that point. But as I started to hear Sarah's story, I got inspired again. I remember that last day when I was at my job, and I remember those feelings of grandiose dreams and big visions. They all started flooding back, all started coming back to me. And at that moment, I was like excited to get back into my business. I was excited because while I was working my job, which was being a trainer, being a business owner, being a bookkeeper, being all the things that a business has to do, I decided that I was going to start documenting everything, right? I was going to follow what Michael had Sarah do. And I created standard operating procedures for every position that I was currently doing. I developed systems for how I train clients. I developed a system for how I marketed new clients. I developed systems for how I sold new clients. And so it was that first sales system that I made. The first 5 prospects that came through this new sales system, well, they all said no. But from each no, I felt like I was just getting a little bit closer to that first yes. And then finally, it was prospect number 6 that changed my life. Her name was Heidi. And she actually owned a small business. She actually owned some casinos in town. And she was my first yes. Man, Heidi, thank you so much. She said yes. And it was a $600 a month, 3-month program. It was an $1,800 sale. And at that moment, I was like, oh my gosh. Michael, Sarah, thank you guys so much. You completely changed my life, right? And it wasn't the money that changed my life, but it was now that I had this golden goose, which was a sales system that every single time I put a prospect through it, I could come out on the other end with a client. I could come out with somebody who I could serve, and I could come out with enough money to keep this business going. And so when I started this cleaning business in 2020, I used this framework that I learned from Michael and from Sarah to create my cleaning business sales system. And in the past 11 months, we've had 3 salesmen close 365 new clients with over 50% closing ratio. And I personally, I didn't do a single phone call. And so curious, who wants to learn the sales system? All right, I got the chat up and going. Let's see it. Let's hear some yeses. Let's hear some. If you don't want to hear it, that's cool. You don't got to hear the sales system. It's all good. But if you guys want to hear it, I got the chat open now. So like, who wants to learn the sales system? Who wants to model it? Who wants to clone it? Who wants to use this in their cleaning business? Who wants to use it in their business? Yeah. Amazing. Okay. So here's what we'll be covering here in lesson number 3, all about sales. We have 3 frameworks that we're going to go through. Framework number 1 is how to create a $1 million sales script that doesn't make you feel sleazy or salesy. In framework number 2, we're going to talk about how to scale a sales team, even if you have 0 cleaning experience. And framework number 3 is how to sell high ticket cleaning services without wasting your time doing in-person estimates. So let's talk about framework number 1. How to create a $1 million sales script that doesn't make you feel sleazy or salesy. So in 2017, I signed up for this program called Gym Launch. Now, some of you guys might know what Gym Launch is, some of you guys might not, but it's a gym mentorship. I owned a gym at the time, and it was headed by this individual named Alex Hormozi. Some of you guys might know who he is, some of you guys might not. But what made Gym Launch so valuable was that it was a end-to-end sales system. Everything from the moment that someone rose their hand and said, hey, I'm interested in your product, all the way to when they became a client, all the way to when you continue to resell them over and over again. Like, there was a process, there was a script. It was an end-to-end system. It was amazing. And so part of this equation was an irresistible offer. And so the irresistible offer that we got for our, as part of this Gym Launch program, was called a free 6-week challenge. And what made this offer so irresistible is that prospects got to come into my gym and they got to do a 6-week challenge and they got the opportunity to earn that challenge for free. And so if they hit a specific weight loss goal or body fat goal at the end of the 6 weeks, they could take the money that they put down as a deposit, they could take that back and they could just walk away, or they could roll that money forward and they could continue to stay at my gym and become a member. And so this offer made it so once somebody heard about this program, the moment that they heard about it, from the moment they signed up, like, we condensed that trust to a very short amount of time just because the offer was so good. It really put the client or the prospect at a huge advantage. And so that was the foundation of this Gym Launch system. But I said that again, there was a process, there was a script for everything. There was a lead nurture script. So once somebody actually gave us their contact information, their phone number, their email, and the first and last name, we had a process to get them into our gym for an actual sales appointment. So we were doing in-person sales. And so we had a text script to get them into the gym. We also, we would call them as well. And when we got them on the phone, we have a call script to get them set up for their in-person appointment. And then once they actually scheduled their appointment, we actually had reminder scripts as well to get them to actually show up for their appointments. And then once they were actually sitting down in front of us, we had what's called an initial sales script, where this was the words to say in order to get somebody who was a stranger to give us $500. And then after they signed up, then we had an upsell script. And so being in the fitness industry, our upsell was supplements. So then after we got them into a as a client, then we upsold them into supplements. So there was a script for that. And then once they were inside our 6-week challenge, there was a sale we did halfway through the 6 weeks, which we called the Abandoned Hope, the Abandoned Hope meeting. And at that point, we had a script for that meeting as well, that our goal was to get them to convert from just a 6-week challenge into a long-term membership. And at the very end of the 6 weeks, if they hadn't converted at that Abandoned Hope meeting, then we had a conversion script at the end of the 6 weeks to convert them into a long-term client after that. And so as you can see, there was lots of scripts. There was a process for every single piece of the equation. And the reason why this is so valuable is because when I initially signed up for Gym Launch, I signed up on a Saturday. And 4 days later, on a Wednesday, I did my first sale. Okay. And the only reason I was able to go so quickly is because there was a process. There was a system for everything. It was plug and play. I just had to, number one, I had to learn all the scripts. And so that's exactly what I did. I remember between Saturday and Wednesday, when I did my very first sale, I was practicing the initial sales script in my pickup on the way to the gym. I was practicing it in the shower. I was practicing while I was working out. I was listening to recordings of other people doing the presentation, doing the script while I was working out, while I was in the car as well. Like, I just found every opportunity I possibly could. Like, I was consuming the script. I was trying to learn it as fast as I possibly could. And so ultimately in 4 days, I was really going a lot on faith and a lot on belief. And I didn't know if the program actually worked. I didn't know if the sales script worked. I wasn't sure that if the results that I was promising were going to work. And this was all the first time I'd ever done any of this process. But I had to believe. And most importantly, I believed in myself that I could make it work. And if I spoke the words into existence, I could manifest it and make it become a reality. And so I remember sitting down with the very first prospect. I was so nervous and I was fumbling over my words, just trying to get it out. And this prospect's name was Abby. I remember her specifically. And I butchered the sale so bad. But she signed up. And she was the only one-on-one consultation I did that very first night. And then after that, I sat down with 20 more people and they were all group presentations. And so I had sales from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. that Wednesday. And I did that every single day over the next 30 days. I sat down in front of lots of people and I learned by doing. And so after those first 30 days, I sat down in front of 220 strangers, like face to face, belly to belly. Most of them in group settings. I hardly had enough time or space to do one-on-one just because my schedule was so full. And out of those 220 strangers I sat down with, well, I turned 105 of them into clients and what I consider friends as well. And I say official signups because I actually end up like getting like 135, 140 people to actually sign the contracts or that followed through with the program. These 105 people actually gave us money and actually followed through with the program. So it's a little bit less than 50% close rate, but that wasn't really the whole point. The real value was that I got a 30-day sales training bootcamp that I got paid for. And it was one of the most overwhelming and one of the craziest 30 days of my life. But I can tell you now, looking back on this, it was everything. It completely changed my life. And it made me go from sucking at sales to being halfway decent at sales. And so it was this selling framework that I use in my fitness center that I used to create my cleaning business scripts, my cleaning business sales system. And so when it comes to the cleaning business, we have a lead nurture process. Okay. And that lead nurture process, it starts the moment that someone raises their hand and says, hey, I'm interested in getting a cleaning. And so what happens is that someone puts information in and they get an automatic text from our Just Call CRM, which is the CRM that we use to send texts and do phone calls as well. And that automated text says something along the lines of, hey, whatever the first name is, I saw that you were interested in our services. Like, what are you looking for? You're looking for a deep clean, a maintenance clean, or vacation clean, right? And that's an automated text. And so it prompts them to respond back. And so this is the lead nurture script. And so the cool thing for all you guys who are on here watching this is that you get access to this lead nurture script. Once you get access to the slides, you just click on this and you actually will see the script. And so from doing thousands and thousands of lead nurture prospects, I've developed a script that I pretty much know exactly what the person's going to say. If we say this, they're going to say this. If they're going to say that, then we'll say this back to them. And this basically allows us to schedule that appointment. So when we were doing the gym, it was in-person appointments, but now we're doing the cleaning business. We're doing phone sales. This is the script right through here. Okay. And so once we get them scheduled for a phone call, the next step is we actually go through the phone sales script. And so this phone sales script, I'll go through the framework of this a little later on, but the phone sales script is literally like the words to say in order to get a prospect who doesn't know who you are, who's never talked to you before, by the end of the call to commit to a cleaning and eventually to commit to becoming a reoccurring clean client. So after we go through the phone sale script, the whole point is again to schedule the clean. So they agree to the price, they agree to a day and a time, and then we actually put them on the schedule. And so after we have them on the schedule, the next step is actually to actually schedule that conversion call. So while we're on the initial call, we're scheduling the conversion call because ultimately the conversion call is really what makes this whole business tick. It's the reason that we're able to spend money on advertising and we're able to lose money on the marketing of getting a new client is because we have clients who actually convert into long-term clients. And so one of the most important pieces is actually to schedule that conversion call on the initial sales call. And guess what? We have a conversion call script as well. So once they've done their very first cleaning, then we get them on a call and we convert them into a long-term client. And again, we have a script that we go through to convert them in either a once a week or a biweekly or every 4 week client. And so one of my favorite clients is a gal named Susan Bianchini. And so I see that my wife Katie is on here and Katie is on here as well. And so the reason why Susan Bianchini is one of my favorite clients is that I personally signed her up. I signed her up. She was the first or second client that we ever signed up. And probably about the third or fourth clean that we did, my wife was cleaning and Katie D was cleaning as well. And they tried to fire Susan Bianchini. And if my memory serves it properly, that they actually tried to fire her a couple times. And I refused to fire Susan Bianchini because the reason that they were trying to fire her, because her house was just really dirty. It was really hard to clean. It was pretty much a pain in the butt. But it was through Susan Bianchini that we got better at cleaning. We got better at communicating what we needed her to do as a client and what we were willing to do as a company as well. And Susan Bianchini is still a client with us today. And if you can see here on my screen, the reason why I love the cleaning business is that Susan Bianchini now, it's been a little over 2 years, again, one of our very first clients, she's now paid us almost $11,000. And so that is the reason why converting clients from just initial cleans and converting those initial sales into customers, into long-term clients, and develop relationships is the key to maximizing your business revenue, your profit, and ultimately for you serving your community. And so Susan Bianchini for me is the reason why that we're in the cleaning business, is because we turned a sale and we turned into a customer and somebody who is our biggest advocate. She's always commenting on our Facebook ads. She does 5-star reviews for us. She's constantly our biggest advocate, and just super grateful for her. And so this is why you're able to take a sale and you actually turn it into a customer. And that is what it's all about. So, again, you guys would access to those scripts. Again, make sure that you are inside the membership area so that way you can get access to this recording and access to all those scripts and all those links that you see on here. Like, those are all links to those scripts. Okay. Like, everybody excited? Is everybody excited for those scripts? You want to turn one sale into $11,000? Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Let's talk about framework number two. So this is how to scale a sales team, even if you have zero sales experience. So in 2019, I tried to shut my gym down, with emphasis on tried. And so in 2018, I actually got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And it was a pivotal moment in my life. And I remember sitting there in the hospital bed. My wife was over there in the corner. And the doctor had just left the room and he had just broke the news that I had type 1 diabetes at 30 years old. And it was kind of in that moment that I started to feel sorry for myself for a moment. And then the question popped up in my head. I was like, Logan, you have a decision to make right now. What's it going to be? Are you going to play the victim? Are you going to let this thing control your life? You're going to let it own you? Or are you going to figure out how to make this the best thing, the greatest thing that has ever happened to you? And it was on that hospital bed that I made the decision. I made the decision that type 1 diabetes was going to be the thing that changed my life for the better. And I wasn't sure exactly how I was going to do that, but I just made the decision that it was going to do that. And so immediately I started looking for help. I'm like, how do I do this? Because I didn't have the skill sets, I didn't have the knowledge, nor did I have the belief that I could do it all on my own. And so I started to seek out help, and I ended up finding the smartest person on the freaking planet, and is someone who helped me tremendously, Dr. Trevor Cashy. And I could go all day on Dr. Cashy, but I'll give you the brief snippet on who he is. He is a he's an amazing human being, super smart guy. Got his degree in biochemistry at 22 years old. He was like in college at 16 years old. When I say his degree in biochemistry, he got his PhD in biochemistry at 22 years old. He's a world record holder in the log press. He's a jacked human being. He's just an amazing human being. And so he helped me with my diabetes. That was the reason why I hired him, was help me conquer this diabetes. How do I go from being a diabetic to a non-diabetic? Man, he helped me do that. Definitely gave me all the tools I needed, but also as an ancillary benefit of that, he changed the way that I viewed health and nutrition. And I had been in the fitness industry at that point for about 5 years. I've been lifting myself since 2004, 2005, and he just completely changed my philosophies on health and fitness. And man, I owe him a lot for just like changing my life. But what really like struck a chord with me was that he did this all from Austin, Texas, which was thousands of miles away from Bozeman, Montana. And I started to think to myself, I was like, man, if he did this for me, I wonder if I could do this for other people. And that's where I saw the future of fitness. I saw the future of fitness, not in-person training, but in online training. And so I had a gym. I had a gym of about 200 clients. And I was like, man, like I'm going to beta test this program with my current clients I have at my gym. And so I beta tested it, and the results were good. They weren't amazing by stretch of the means. I was definitely like, I was anticipating amazing results, kind of like how I had got, but I saw enough to know that I can make a decision. And my decision was that I was going to shut the gym down and I was going to move everybody over into this online training thing. And then once I got that stabilized, then I would go start selling more people into this online training business, right? Because I saw the future. I believed in it. I saw how much it changed my life. I was like, this can definitely help other people as well. And so, yeah, we had about 200 customers and we were doing about $40,000 a month in our business. And our business was really steady. We had a team of about 10 people, everything from trainers to office staff to a salesperson. And outside of me doing the hiring and firing of people and doing the team meetings, that was my only day-to-day. I was outside of the operations, outside of those things, and we had a pretty steady business. And I think everything was going pretty good. And then I made one of the biggest mistakes is I made an assumption. I made an assumption that our clients wanted something better. And what they wanted was they wanted the same thing. They didn't want change. And I forced this change onto them. Looking back on it, I would have done things 1,000% differently. But this was one of the biggest blunders I've made as an entrepreneur, is I killed the golden goose for something that was not proven. And I paid very dearly for it. And out of those 200 clients, we ended up only keeping 8 of them. And the only reason we kept those 8 of them is because they had already prepaid. And so that moment we were left with $0 of recurring money coming in every single month. And we had a whole lot of expenses. And for 2 weeks, it was hell. And one of the other mistakes I made too, along with transitioning this business, was that we didn't need all of our staff anymore. So I let go of all of our staff except for one person. Her name was Courtney. And so what I ended up doing is I ended up pissing off not only just our current clients, but also pissed off our staff or our old staff. And I still feel like really, really silly for the way I handled all that. And I'm so grateful for my wife, Katie, and for Courtney. They handled all the emails. They handled all the refund requests. They handled all the people. They had all the problems. And I had to actually go back into the gym for 2 weeks because I had let go of all my staff members. And I told all these clients that they had until, 2 weeks to make a decision whether they want to stay or not. And so I went back into the gauntlet and I had to face all these clients who barely knew who I was because I didn't train sessions. I wasn't there for their initial sales. And so when I walked into the gym, they didn't even, some of them didn't know who I was. For the newer clients, the older clients that knew who I was when I transitioned out, but I was the bad guy. And I was the one who basically told them that, hey, this gym situation that you're in, it's going away. And if you want to, you can stay into this online thing. Otherwise, you have 2 weeks left. Or if you want to, you can refund. And that first week before I'd even stepped back into the gym, we had all the refunds come through and all the people were pissed off in the emails. And me and Katie were doing our marriage meeting. And part of that marriage meeting is looking at our expenses. And that first week we had lost $10,000, and that was just the start of it. And we had no money coming in, and I had no time either because I was getting up at 4:30 a.m. to teach the 5:30 a.m. class. And we had classes till 8:30 at night. And so all day long, I was just fulfilling these sessions that I had promised for the next 2 weeks before I got the opportunity to actually see if this new online business was actually going to work. And so again, I'm so grateful for Kitty. But after those 2 weeks and the dust had kind of settled, I went back into selling again. This time I was selling a online training program that I had never sold before to the public. And just again, basing it off these frameworks that I learned in the past. And I had hoped and prayed that this system that it worked. And it did, very fortunately. I was able to work my ass off. And instead of training sessions from 4:30 a.m. till 8:30 at night, I was able to do sales. Not quite so early because most people aren't awake by that time, but probably about 9 a.m. till about 5 or 6 p.m. every single day I did sales. And I sold myself out of this hole and we created this new online fitness business. And man, I was just worked my ass off. Took us probably 5 or 6 months to get stabilized, but we made it happen. And then the next step was, okay, now how do I scale this? How do I scale online fitness sales? And so I ended up hiring a mentor named Nick Elliott. And so ironically enough, Nick was actually on here last week. And man, Nick, out of all the sales training I've been a part of, it was Nick's program that had the biggest impact on me, not just from a matter of doing sales in my business, but how I manage relationships with my wife and my kids, people around me. And he just taught me so much about human behavior that I'll be forever grateful. And so it was through his mentorship that I learned the process to hire, train, and retain salespeople at a really high level. And so a little background on Nick, Nick ran the Lady Boss weight loss sales team, and he grew them from literally nothing to the biggest weight loss company in the world. And so I can't remember how many people he had on his team, but he was he hired and trained and managed hundreds and hundreds of salespeople doing fitness sales, which is arguably some of the hardest sales that you can ever do. And so it was through his process that I was like, wow, he has some techniques. He's got some strategy. He's got some information that I'd never heard before. And again, I'd been part of Alex Ramosi's programs before. I'd been part of Chris Krohn's stuff before. And I had done Grant Cardone's sales training, Jordan Belfort's sales training. I've done lots of sales training, and Nick's by far was the best. And so once I learned how to actually do this in my online training business, it gave me the freedom. It gave me the freedom to actually work on my business and to also explore new opportunities. And this is where the cleaning business came into play. And so when we started our cleaning business, I should perform the sales for the first 6 weeks. And I did this so I could, again, prove the script, I could prove the process. And eventually, once I basically did the SOP, I handed it off. Okay. And once I handed it off, I didn't go back in. And so since December of 2020, like, I haven't done a single sale for our cleaning business. And like I said earlier, in the past 11 months, we've sold 365 new clients, and it was between three different salespeople. And I think two of them are on here right now, which is actually pretty cool. And so again, yeah, I was one of them. And so curious, like, who wants to actually see this process? Who wants to see the process from when you onboard a new salesperson all the way to they're actually doing sales at a high level? Who wants to see this? Let's see the chat. I'm back in the chat again here. Let's do it. Okay, cool. So onboarding. So the first step in bringing on a salesperson is you must onboard them. Okay. So just handing your salesperson a phone and a script and saying, get to work, it doesn't work. There must be a process. And so part of the onboarding process, the first step might seem really simple, but it's actually getting the salesperson access to everything that they need access to, right? So in our case, they need access to the lead sheet. They need access to the CRM that we're making phone calls and we're doing text, which is Just Call. They need access to our CRM, which is ZenMade. They need access to Acuity, which is our scheduler. They need access to the actual cleaning script, the conversion script. What is their day-to-day duties, the daily sales duties, and then also sales recordings. So the first step is actually just making sure that the new salesperson has access to all these things, make sure they get logged in, make sure they know how to use these tools. Next step is training. So how do you train a new salesperson? And so the new salesperson, what they do is they actually shadow the existing salesperson or sales manager. And so every single call that the salesperson gets on, the new salesperson is on there as well. And so how you do this is you have the salesperson, the sales manager, they get on a Zoom together. And then you have the sales manager, the person who's doing the sale with the client, you have them put the call, you have them put the phone on speaker. That way they can hear the client as well. And they also have their Zoom, have it open to a shared screen with the script that's on there. And with the script that's on there, what's really cool is that as a new salesperson, they can hear the sales manager talking to the client. They can hear the client responding back, and they can actually see the script. And the sales manager is actually scrolling through the script as they're going through the process. So you can actually see in live the script and how it's being translated from the sales manager to the client. Now, once the call is done, then you do a little review after the call. And so the sales manager basically explains, like, hey, I don't know if you heard this or you saw this, or the reason why I skipped this part in the script, or did you notice this part in the script, how I delayed, like these little nuances that you only learn while you're actually on the calls. Okay. Because sales, as much as their scripts, like, it's a balancing act, like it's called a straight line. And ultimately, like, you as a salesperson sometimes gets off the straight line, sometimes the client gets off the straight line, but ultimately it's you pushing the prospect that you're on the call with back onto the straight line, which is your script, and it gets them flowing back to the end, to the end goal, which is to get them to turn into a paying client. And so after that call review is done, then in between each call, the new salesperson performs what's called a growth block. And for the first week, they do at least five of these every single day. Okay. So what is a growth block? Well, a growth block is four simple steps. Okay. And it's a self-performed sales training, which takes roughly about 30 minutes to do. And so the first step of the growth block is you're going to read the initial cleaning script out loud as quickly as you possibly can from top to bottom. The second step is reading the conversion script out loud from top to bottom as quickly as you possibly can. The third step of the growth block is actually listening to a sales training video on 2x speed. So I actually have a sales training library that they go through, and there's like different techniques. It outlines the principles and the formation of like how human behavior works, how a sale works. And it's so powerful. So that usually takes about 10 minutes to do, and then listen to a sales training book for 10 minutes. And so there's a recommended sales training list that I have as well that you guys will get access to. And you guys can thank Nick Elliott for that. That's actually his list. And I've just taken that and been able to share that list because it's a great list of books. And so that's a growth block. Again, it takes about half an hour. And in the very first week, the new salesperson is doing this 5 times a day. Right. So they're getting really good at the scripts. They're hearing these concepts and they're hearing these techniques over and over and over again until the point where it becomes second nature. That's the goal. And so after that, we're doing call reviews. Okay. And so after the first week, the second week, the new salesperson, they're actually taking live calls. Okay. So they'll do a live call. Every single call is recorded. And once the call is done, then the sales manager, or you, if you're the business owner in this case, then you'll give feedback to the salesperson. So what you'll do is you do a call review. So you'll do a Zoom screen or a shared screen, and whether they're on there or whether they're not on there, it's going to depend on if you record it or not. But you basically just hit the play button. And as you are listening to the new salesperson and the client go back and forth, you're going to pause it and you're going to get feedback. You're going to pause and get feedback. And this feedback loop, it helps the new salesperson see what they did well, and it helps see what they need to improve on. And so these call reviews are so pivotal in order for you to get better. Think of it like a professional athlete and they're watching game film and you have a coach sitting there saying, "Hey, did you see that?" And it allows you to correct or see what you did, so you become aware of it and then give you the opportunity to correct it with some coaching. Okay. And so over those first 5 calls, your goal is to actually see how much that new salesperson takes that feedback. Do they implement it? Do they have the skills to be able to adapt? Do they have the ego to accept that, you know what, I can get better. I can continue to grow as a salesperson. And if they do, if they're able to accept the feedback, they're able to grow and get better, amazing. That's what you're looking for. But if they don't get better, if they stop accepting feedback, if they're not getting better, then at that point, you cut them really, really fast. And so there's not a long leash for salespeople. Again, if they're not willing to grow, they're not willing to get better, they're gone really, really fast. And so once that person makes it though, they make it like, okay, they're getting better. They're accepting the feedback. They're implementing the coaching that you're giving them, the ongoing training. This is something that your salespeople will do constantly. Daily, right? It's training. Like it's a skill set. You need to always, you're always getting better at it. Is every single day they'll do a growth block. Okay. Do this at the beginning of their shift. You'll do one call review weekly with your new salesperson. Okay. Which means that you can either have them pick out a call or you can just pick out a random call and you're going to do a call review every single week just to ensure that they're following the script, that they're implementing some of the techniques that you've given to them in the past. And also just make sure that you have quality assurance as well. We want them to maintain at least 50% closing ratio. And then for us, we want them to perform at least 15 sales calls per week. This is 3 a day. Because at the end of the day, if they are only getting on the phone with 2 people a week and they close 2 of them, that's 100% close rate. Sounds great. But I would prefer that my salespeople get on 20 calls every single week. And if they only close 11 of them, well, then they close 11 people rather than just 2. And while it's what a 55% close rate, I'd rather have a 55% close rate and closing 11 people rather than 100% close rate and only closing 2 people. So it's a nice little mix of volume with quality as well. Okay. So again, this recommended sales training book list, again, shout out to Nick Elliott for putting that list together. You guys can get access to that. Again, once you guys get into the membership area, you click this link once you go onto the weekly slides. And as a special bonus for everyone who's on here, so this is only for people who are on this call, who are on live in the chat right now, Rhea, will you do the pleasure of dropping the link for the sales onboarding SOP? So everything I just went over, there is an actual document that walks you through this process, and there's walkthrough videos, there's PDFs, their scripts, all that stuff is inside the sales onboarding SOP. So like, this is something you want. Again, it's only for people who are on here. If you're watching the recording right now, you're not gonna get access to this. I'm sorry. This was the bonus for being on here live. So appreciate everyone who's on here live. So if that gets you excited, let me know. Let's see in the chat. I got the chat popped open again. Oh, it's in there. Beautiful. Rhea, thank you so much. Give a big shout out to Rhea. Rhea's my assistant, and she's coming all the way from the Philippines, and she does an amazing job. She helps us with the Zoom. She helps with our cleaning business. She helps me with a lot of stuff. So Ray's a stud. So give Ray a big shout out. All right, guys, you guys excited about that? That onboarding SOP, again, I can't even tell you how much money I've spent on that process and that system and streamline it. It is so valuable. So take that and use it. It will change your life. Okay, guys, let's get into framework number three. We got another framework to get through. So hopefully you guys are having fun. Hopefully you guys are overwhelmed with so much information and you guys are getting excited here. So how to sell high ticket cleaning services without wasting time doing in-person estimates. All right. So it was March 12th, 2020. A day that I will forever remember for the rest of my life. And the government did the unthinkable. They shut the world down, or they shut down everything. They shut down the ability to travel. They made us stay at home. It was insanity, right? And at that time, we had the fitness business, and it was a hybrid gym. So I said earlier in the presentation that I tried to shut the gym down. I tried to go to this online training thing, but the only thing that actually kept our gym alive was that I actually kept a small group setting for our gym. And so we had a small group training and we had online training at the same time, but we ran what was called a hybrid gym. And so this hybrid gym was a unique concept in the fact that we had people come into our gym to do the sale, but we sold them into an online training program. And so the reason that we did that is because we used our in-person location as the advantage, right? It gave us more trust that we sold an online service, but we sold it in person because ultimately there's just inherently more trust in person than there is online. And so when the government decided that we can no longer do business in person anymore, we lost what I thought was our biggest advantage, which was selling in person. And so at that moment, I had to pivot to phone sales. And so again, while we had already had an online business, all of our sales at that point actually had been done in the gym. And so when I did my first phone sales, it was rough. I had sold so much at that point, but never truly on a phone. And I remember my first couple sales, I was selling a $199 21-day program. And man, I struggled. I struggled to get through the conversation. I struggled to get through the script. I struggled with my confidence on it. And I sucked, right? But I just kept on putting my reps in. One call after another. And I finally started to get some momentum. And we eventually raised the price from $199 to $299. Then raised it to $399, $499, $599. And then about 6 months later, I made my first $2,500 phone sale. And again, I use the word life-changing a lot, but like all these moments, I just remember thinking to myself, like how life-changing they actually were, like each moment, each decision. And this one was life-changing because it's not about the money. Like it was $2,500 phone sale, but it was also that this person was a fully online training client. They didn't live in Bozeman, Montana, which is where I lived. And so I was like, holy crap, we officially have an online business in the fitness space. And I was like, wow, like this is so cool. This is so cool. And so at that moment, I was like, okay, phone sales are way better than in-person sales. There's so much headache that goes to getting people to show up anywhere, specifically like into a gym, and to get them to drive all the way across town. And like, it was just a pain where I could just call them up and I could talk to them. And it was so much easier. And so when we got into the cleaning business, and I saw other cleaning businesses, I looked around to see what they were doing. And I saw people like doing in-person estimates. And it just never made sense to me. Like, why would you do that? It's so much harder and slower and more expensive and very inefficient. And so when I came into the cleaning business, like I knew nothing about cleaning. Zero cleaning experience. I did not know how much we should charge. I didn't know how to estimate. But there's one thing I knew. I knew how to burn the boats. I knew how to just go all in and say, you know what? I'm not going to let those things stop me. I'm just going to do what I knew best is I'm going to pick up the dang phone, right? I'm just going to talk to people. I'm going to figure out by speaking to the prospect what they need. So that's exactly what I did. And so my first cleaning call I got on, I remember it. It was very rough. I was very nervous. And again, I was fumbling over the script. I was trying to piece it together. This was a fitness script that I had kind of put together, and I would transition it from saying, hey, I want you to, I'm going to help you lose 25 pounds to, hey, I'm going to help clean your house, even though I don't really know how to clean anything. So it was rough. And then my second call that I did was another swing and a miss. And it was also rough as well. And then finally, my third call, a little bit quicker this time. It was a grand slam because you know who that third call was? That's right. It was our girl, Susan Bianchini, who I referred to earlier. Still a client today. And that turned out to be an $11,000 sale. So thank you. Thank you, Susan, for helping me out there. So with that being said, who wants to learn how we estimate? I think this is one of the biggest questions that I get is like, how do you estimate over the phone? How do you do it without doing in person? And then if you do it over the phone, like, how do you get the right? How do you get the right number? How do you quote properly? And so this is something that has taken probably 2 years for us to have a process down. And this is something as of recently, like my salesperson, who I think Katie, I don't know if she was on here at the beginning, like this is something that we worked together to actually figure out how to streamline this process to make it so it's something that not only she can do, but she can teach somebody else how to do. And in turn, guess what? Now she's going to teach you guys how to do that. So she didn't realize that you guys, she didn't realize that's what she was doing. Neither did I, but now like we have a process that we use that you guys are going to be able to benefit from it. So you guys excited about that? Yeah. Let me see the chat here. Yeah. Amazing. So you guys can thank Katie D for actually, making this whole thing really streamlined and come together. So what does the estimate process look like? Well, first off, you must actually ask the right questions. Like that's part of the equation, right? And so what questions do you ask? Well, like I said in the very beginning, I'm going to show you guys the script breakdown of the initial sales script. And then we're really going to highlight two pieces of the script. Okay. So this is the initial sales script and it's broken down into these different components. We have an intro rapport part of the script. We have the home details. We have the personal pain points. We have prior experience. We have ideal outcome. We have our AB option that we present them. We have our close, which is basically asking them to pick one. If they say yes, then we book the clean. If they say no, then we do rebuttals. And so this is our initial clean script framework, but we're really going to highlight home details and personal pain points in order for us to actually create an initial clean estimate or a quote. Okay. So home details, personal pain points. So the question to ask when it comes to getting the answers that we need is like, how would you rate your home from a scale 1 to 10? How dirty is it? Right. So this is like a self actualization and they give us a number. How many humans do you have in your home? Do you have, is it just you? Is there three other people in there? Do you have kids? So again, like the amount of humans that you have in your home is going to dictate really how dirty it's going to be. How many pets? This was a big one, right? How many pets do you have? Do you have no pets? Your house is going to be significantly different than if you have a home that has multiple pets or even one pet, right? And then as far as your surfaces, like do you have carpet all over your house? Again, which is much different to clean than if you just have hard surfaces, like which is things like hardwood floors or laminate floors or tile. And then the pain points, right? So how picky is this person? So so part of the script, which you guys will get at the end of this call, you'll see inside there basically asking them like what their pain points are. And depending on if they say, oh yeah, I want this done, this done, this done, this done, this done. You can see how picky somebody is rather than somebody saying, you know what? Like, I just really want my house cleaned, right? I just like, I'm not really picky. Like I just need someone to come in there and I need to get the bathrooms done or I need this done. And so again, this is where you're asking the right questions. You're able to pick up on like how many pain points they have. And so what we did is we put together this formula to turn these questions into numbers, right? My favorite thing to do is how do we turn everything into data? Because with data, we're able to make logical and streamlined decisions that we can then in turn hand off to somebody else. And so we created this three-tier system, right? And so again, big shout out to Katie D for actually putting this together. But this three-tier system basically puts people in buckets. And to put it really simply, it's like your house is dirty, your house is really dirty, or your house is really freaking dirty, right? That's basically the tier system. And so based on the question and answer, we can put them into one of these three buckets. And once we put them into one of these three buckets, based on what type of clean they're going to get, whether they're going to get a deep clean, whether we have a top to bottom deluxe clean they have an option to get, or we have a general maintenance clean. Just again, just to like, those cleans are going to be dependent again on what the client wants as well and what their intention is. We are able to plug that into our initial clean calculator. And with that clean calculator, it literally becomes really simple. It's like, okay, they're in tier three and the square footage of their home is 2000 square feet. And they want a general maintenance clean, or let's say they want a top to bottom deluxe clean. You literally just plug it in and it actually kicks out an exact quote, an exact number, like $412, $399, $600, whatever it is. It just, you literally plug into the calculator and there it is. And the emotion goes out of it. There's no like, oh, I think this, or I wish this. It's just like, here's a number, here's what we can quote you at. And at that point it becomes ball in your court. So we're going to quote this at $400. It's going to take us about 6.5 man hours to do. And so do you prefer to do a deep clean or do you prefer to do a general maintenance clean? That's the AB option. And I say, oh, you know, $400 versus $250. I think that, you know, I want to get it done right. I'll do a $400 top to bottom deluxe deep clean, right? Boom. That's the whole process. Okay. And so it becomes your ammo. It becomes what you're able to use to give confidence when you're able to do quotes over the phone. And all of a sudden that confidence is really what sells that cleaning prospect, because it's the ums, it's the ifs, it's the mehs, it's the I'm not sures that the disconnect from the prospect, knowing that if you actually can perform on that clean. So out of curiosity, who wants access to this initial clean calculator? This thing is so good. Like, Katie did an amazing job putting this thing together, and it was through actually working with clients and coming up with the question asked her is like, you got to be able to streamline this. You have to be able to make this so somebody else can take this and do it. Like, this can't just be KDD, right? So yeah, look at that. Chat's blown up. This one is good. Yeah. This one's good. Okay. So again, as part of this, when you guys get into your membership area, you guys will get access to the slides. Inside these slides, this slide right here, initial clean calculator, you click on this and you'll get access to the initial clean calculator, and the tiers are on there as well. And again, you guys pair this with your initial cleaning script, and you can do quotes from anywhere. Never have to do in-person estimates ever again. You don't have to waste gas. You don't have to waste your time. You don't have to waste your client's time. And this is actually how you scale a cleaning business to $1 million, is through phone sales. Like, I do not see a way how you can scale your cleaning business by doing in-person estimates. It is a pain in the butt. It costs so much money. You're going to be so much less profitable. And man, like, this is how you do it. So hopefully you guys are excited about that. So question D. I just see in the chat, KDD, you're amazing. Yes, I agree. So guys, if you guys are armed with a customized sales process, like, do you think you could actually build $1 million cleaning business? Yeah. This is fundamental. Every single business that I've ever had any sort of success with, it had a sales process specifically for what I was trying to do. Like, every single time. Okay. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to you guys. Like, you guys are amazing. Like, you guys for being on here, for caring, to wanting to grow. Like, you guys are a different breed. You guys are different humans. You guys want to change the world. You guys are willing to be on a Zoom on a Thursday night, whether you could be doing anything else. And you guys are out here trying to learn, trying to improve your businesses, trying to grow your teams, trying to improve your products, trying to get better. And I just want to give a big shout out to you guys. Okay. Is anyone feeling like this right now? Anyone feeling like they just are drinking from a fire hose? Again, if you're new and you're seeing the sales process for the first time, it's like, wow, like, I remember going through those feelings so many times. Like, every single business that I've been through, I've always felt like this. And this is always a sign of something good is about to happen. So if you're feeling this right now, it's good. Like something good is about to happen. And so with that being said, like some of you guys probably want a little bit more one-on-one attention and maybe you guys want to go faster, right? Which is great. So the last 2 weeks, I have offered the program called Decade in a Day to just a handful of people. Okay. So if you guys are new, this is your first call that you've been on here. Maybe this is the first time you heard about Decade in a Day. If you've been on here before, you definitely heard about Decade in a Day. Some of you guys have even seen them here. Have you actually have applied and even signed up, which is cool to see. And so what Decade in a Day is, it's truly a unique experience. And so I thought of Decade in a Day as like, if I was somebody who was getting started in this business or through this business, like this is what I would want. This is what I would want in order for me to jumpstart my business and just like get going off to the races. So Decade in a Day, it's an experience where we actually will travel to my home. You'll sit next to me, like hip to hip. And we will create and we will build your $1 million cleaning business. Okay. So this is an experience where you will leave here with your own customized sales process. So you'll have your scripts, you have your growth blocks, you get access to all the recordings. You actually have access to my recordings that I did my first 6 weeks of doing this business. You get access to our current salespeople's recordings as well. You'll get access to that standard operating procedures, all of it. Okay. You also leave with your automated marketing funnel to actually have the prospects to actually talk to, right? We talked about this last week in last week's lesson, which was on marketing, is your system to actually get prospects into your system without you having to do all the work, right? So you have access to your homepage funnel, your Facebook funnel, your Google Ads funnel. Again, all this stuff will be taken care of at this Decade in a Day.